Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Stolen Dinosaur Bones by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Stolen Bones.
"Look at the huge blue sky," said Violet Alden.
She snapped photos through the window of the shuttle van. Violet was 10, and she loved to paint and photograph beautiful things. Her 12-year-old sister, Jessie, sat next to her. She looked out the window over Violet's shoulder.
"I've never seen so much blue sky either. It seems to go on forever," she said.
"That's why people call Montana Big Sky Country," said Henry. Violet and Jessie's older brother sat behind his sisters. He was reading from a brochure he had picked up at the airport. Henry was 14 and liked to learn all he could about things.
"It looks like we're getting close to the Hell Creek Formation. Paleontologists from around the world come to study the fossils that are found there."
"Elliot's ranch must be close too," said Jessie. "It will be fun to join him on this dinosaur dig."
The Aldens were going to visit Elliot Boyce, a paleontologist who was a friend of their grandfather's.
"Hell Creek Formation was once home to thousands of dinosaurs," said Henry. "And their bones have been found all throughout this area, including T-Rex bones."
"I hope we find a T-Rex," said Benny.
"Or maybe we'll find a dinosaur that nobody has ever seen before."
Benny was 6 years old, the youngest of the Alden children. He was always excited about new adventures.